Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Tuesday, June 1st, 2021, and in our preview of the week, we're discussing the key themes for the FX financial markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. So good morning, Lee. The pound has hit a fresh high against the US dollar at the start of this week. What have been the key drivers?
Yeah, like you said, we've seen the pound continue to rise to fresh highs against the dollar, as high as 142.48 overnight, which took it back above the high that we saw from back in February, which we think in the near term is a bullish signal. It does signal the high likelihood that the pound will continue to advance further in the near term. The main trigger behind this move higher for the pound has been the surprisingly hawkish comments we had last week from normally kind of dovish MPC member of League from the Bank of England. In his comments last week, he started to kind of talk about the possibility of raising rates from later next year, and potentially even as early as the second quarter of next year if the economy kind of rebounds as very strongly over the next 12 months or so following the negative COVID shock. So to us, and I think from a market participants, that the kind of general tone of those comments was kind of surprisingly hawkish. Admittedly, there are obviously a number of kind of caveats. MPC member of League, his term is due to end shortly anyway, so he won't be kind of making the decisions about whether to raise rates when we do get to that point in time, potentially as early as next year. Secondly, as well, obviously the view that the Bank of England could raise rates as soon as next year, that's obviously built on the assumption that the economy does continue to recover strongly going forward. And I guess the kind of key test in terms of the impact on the labour market will be what happens when government support measures are scaled back later this year, including the jobs furlough scheme. And also the housing market as well has also been boosted recently by the stamp duty holiday, which will end shortly too. So we need to see how the economy holds up later this year and early next year before the Bank of England will be in a better position about whether to raise rates potentially from the middle of next year. So those are the things to watch. But obviously for the market, these comments kind of force the market to kind of put the Bank of England in the same kind of category as other kind of more hawkish G10 central banks. Obviously, the Norges Bank are the most hawkish G10 central bank. They're getting ready to raise rates at the end of this year. And then you have had recently the Bank of Canada signaled that they're thinking about raising rates from the second half of next year. And they were joined as well last week by the RBNZ, who also brought forward their plans to start raising rates from the second half of next year. So those central banks have all been kind of put together as being the more hawkish central banks, the most likely to raise rates first within the G10 space. And that is encouraging their domestic currencies to outperform. So I think that's a positive development for the pound in the near term. The main risk, though, I think, that we're watching still closely is just how the new Indian variant of COVID, how that continues to spread in the UK. We have seen signs over the last week or two that new cases of COVID are starting to pick up again, which I guess you would expect anyway as the economy reopens. But with this new, more kind of transmissible Indian variant, that does increase the risk that that could create further kind of disruption for the economy further down the line, and potentially even prompt the government to delay their reopening plans. So that's something we need to watch closely. But for now, we're kind of reassured that the fast vaccine rollout in the UK is helping to kind of dampen the kind of risk of more significant disruption for the economy further down the line. So we're kind of still sticking to our bullish pound outlook at this point in time.
And what else are you looking out for in the week ahead, Lee?
Yes, well, I think one of the main developments that we've seen at the start of this week was the policy announcement we had from the People's Bank of China. They decided to raise the required reserve ratio for banks' foreign currency deposits by 2 percentage points up to 7%. That's the first time that's been a change for more than 10 years. So it was a kind of surprise and fairly rare move by the People's Bank of China. And it does signal more concern from officials in China over the recent pace of appreciation for the Chinese renminbi. The fact that they've taken this action does suggest that they're trying to dampen that upward appreciation pressure somewhat on the renminbi in the near term. And if we look at recent price action, dollar CNY has broken to fresh lows over the past week or so, back below the 640 level. And that is obviously causing some unease from policymakers in China. At this stage, though, while these measures may take away some of that appreciation pressure in the very near term and slow the pace of appreciation, we don't think it will be sufficient on its own to reverse the strengthening trend that's in place for the renminbi going forward. Elsewhere this week, I guess the other kind of key event to watch is the latest non-farm payrolls report at the end of the week from the US. I think that is becoming increasingly important for markets as markets try to kind of anticipate a likely hawkish shift in Fed policy going forward. We have had a number of kind of more hawkish comments from Fed officials over the past week or so, where they have tried to signal more strongly to markets to prepare them for more discussion over starting to think about tapering their quantitative easing program. So certainly in the next couple of meetings, that could gain more focus for markets, and that could be something which is potentially more supportive for higher US rates and also a stronger dollar. So I think from that perspective, obviously it is key that we do see further evidence of improving momentum in the labor market to encourage the Fed to step up their preparation for tapering quantitative easing later this year. So from that, the payroll support will be important. See, the market this time around is kind of pared back expectations for employment growth, and going into last month's payrolls report, the market was very optimistic, looking for employment growth of north of 1 million. But that obviously was disappointed. So the market this time around has kind of pared back those expectations and is looking for something of just over kind of 500,000 in the latest month, which again would be still slightly above the kind of trend average rate that we've seen so far this year. And on its own, I think that obviously would be further evidence that the labor market is recovering, but it may not be kind of sufficiently strong enough to really trigger kind of significant repricing of Fed policy. I think for us, we'd need to see kind of payrolls growth of closer to 1 million to really kind of give the market a push to really bring forward Fed rate hike expectations even earlier into next year. And that's something which would obviously pose much more kind of upside risk for the dollar. So that's obviously something we're watching closely. We're not assuming at this point that we are going to see a kind of a blowout payrolls report. So if we don't get that kind of blowout report, then a kind of more steady report would suggest that the dollar just continues to remain kind of on a softer footing in the near term. It's what we've seen really over the past couple of weeks, kind of continuing to trade at these kind of close to year-to-date lows. I think the idea being that the Fed policy is still expected to remain loose in the near term, and that is seeing the dollar continue to be offered in the FX market.
Thanks very much for sharing your insight, Lee. Have a good week, and we'll speak to you soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.